This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's hour two on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high. I'm tired from the weekend. A good kind of tired. Phone calls are welcome today. Well, they're welcome any day. But best and worst of the weekend, as we always do every Monday. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. The NFL's big winners. Niners, Browns, Packers, Cowboys, Dolphins. Big losses. Bengals, Bears, Giants, Vikes, and Steelers. Out of that group, I'm surprised the Bengals looked as bad as they did. I'm surprised the Giants looked as bad as they did. And I'm surprised the Steelers looked as bad as they did. It's overreaction Monday, but I always try to look back. And I always look back to last year and go, who would have thought that would have happened week one or week two? And then when does it become a trend? When does that become the identity of the team? I usually wait, and I follow Bill Belichick's philosophy. September is sort of their preseason to figure out who their team is. And then they get to October, and then they have a better sense of who they're going to be. Now, not every team has the luxury to be able to do that. You know, if you're the Bengals, you got the Ravens coming to town. You can't afford to lose two games in the division just like that. The Jets got the Bills coming up tonight. Then they have the Cowboys. You know, getting down a couple of games, Dolphins with a big win on the road. You start to look at what did that team do in their division against opponents that they're supposed to beat or somebody that you're not supposed to lose to. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Say good morning. Those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, thank you. Download the app if you haven't done so to be able to watch this program. Marvin was working the Giants game. He was working for NBC last night. So your job is to work with the cameramen on the field?
Yeah. So you, what they call over and under. You basically wrangle the cable to make sure they don't trip over it and to make sure everything runs smooth and they can get to the spots that they need to cover the game.
What's the worst thing that's happened to you on the sidelines?
Getting hit.
Oh, you got hit?
Yeah.
Like a big name player?
No. It was like, Army.
Oh, West Point?
Yeah.
You got hit on the sidelines?
Yeah, they were running. I mean, and we couldn't move out the way fast enough.
You got taken out?
Yeah, you could say that, okay. But it wasn't too crazy.
Okay, all right. And then are you working anytime soon with your side hustle?
In a couple weeks I'll be back for Sunday Night Football with the Jets.
Okay. We have to devise something for you to wear so you stand out so I can get something out of this.
Yeah, sorry. I had all black on.
Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah, you got to wear something where, you know, when we were on the sidelines at Notre Dame a couple of years ago with the USC Notre Dame, I had a large red Olympic jacket on. So you could see that I was on the sidelines. I need to see you.
Despite you being annoyed at how the attention you were getting.
That's true. That's true. Like, God, if Bon Jovi comes over and says hello one more time.
Marvin, did you ever work Sunday Night Football when Dan was working? You guys could have been, if we had timed this out better, if we had kicked McLovin to the curb earlier, you guys could have been doing that, an NBC gig together.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because I think this is my sixth season on Sunday Night Football.
And I've been gone 7 years?
Oh.
6 or 7 years?
Oh. I think two ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
Coincidence?
Yeah.
I think not.
I know. Somebody was asking me, they were like, oh, you're still doing a side hustle? I was like, look, Dan Patrick did Sunday Night Football, and then he would come back here and do a show. I like it.
It was tough. You know, you'd be there till like 11 at night, and then you'd have to turn around and come in. Start your week, have energy. Yeah.
Oh, I have energy. Hmm. I'm running on fumes. I'm here.
Sounds like you're a little punchy today.
No, I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm feeling like Albert Breer.
Albert Breer was low on sleep, too.
Yeah. Did you hear how he was talking?
Yeah.
Throwing out the B word?
I know. Whoa. I know. I was like, and it wasn't Breer. The B word.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, everybody's going to Boulder this weekend. You got ESPN College Game Day, and you got the Big Noon Kickoff Show. Everybody is going there to watch Colorado face Colorado State. So last time College Game Day was in Boulder was 1996. And I think that was, so the Rocky Mountain Showdown with Colorado State. Big Noon Kickoff. They're actually staying in Boulder next week as well, so that's back-to-back games for them. All right. The biggest story in college football, one of the biggest stories in sports, continues with Dion and company. Yes, Todd?
How does that work? Does everybody play nice? They're trying to scout out the best spot to set up. They're going after the same interviews. I just wonder how that is to have like two big networks at the same game like that.
Well, you have the draft, like the NFL draft. You have NFL Network and you'll have the mothership there. But you got to place them strategically so they're not in each other's shot. And you want to make sure that, you know, you're fair to your partners there. But I don't know how that works leading up to this. You know, College Game Day will start a couple of days prior, and then they'll bring those guys in for SportsCenter hits, you know, Thursday or Friday. And then you're going to have two sit-down interviews with Dion and maybe his son, Travis Hunter. Are you going to do anything Colorado State-wise? I don't know how good Colorado State is. They haven't been good competitive for quite some time. But, yeah, both are going in there. Yes, Marvin.
Oh, the answer is no about Colorado State.
They're not good?
No, no, no. Are they doing anything?
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah. And, oh, by the way, here's Colorado State. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Dad, first hour we had who had the worst weekend.
Okay.
All right. And your options were Alabama, the New York Giants, Cincinnati Bengals, or USA Basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is recency bias, although they did have a terrible – terrible weekend. The Giants right now have 50% of the vote.
Yeah, there's a recency bias, and everybody watched that game, a standalone game, and you're not competitive. That defense was spectacular. By the way, from the world of John Wick comes a Peacock original set in 1970s New York, and three-part event streaming September 22nd only on Peacock. A young Winston Scott takes on the world's most dangerous hotel in the Continental. That'll be the name of the show.
You can also Winston.
Huh?
Watch out, Winston.
Winston Scott.
Yeah.
From the world of John Wick. One of these days, when I retire in 4 years, do they still do the voiceover guy for movies?
No. And then you know what? When you watch a trailer now, it sounds so weird.
Why?
Like an old school trailer, because they don't make them like that anymore. They haven't in a long time. So then all of a sudden, it'll be like, you know, they're doing like a Jason Bourne trailer, and in a world where a man has forgotten who he is, and you're like, dude, you don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah, we do. I loved it. We're gonna bring him back in 4 years when I retire.
Is that Well, hey, what's
I'm gonna
becomes new again?
Yeah, I'm gonna be in the movie theater. In a world where a man forgets who he is. Jason Bourne remembers he's Jason effing Bourne. This Friday, theater near you. Yes, Mark.
You should just replace Nicole Kidman and do the AMC.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the movies, you find adventure here.
Oh, it's a lovely welcome when you enter the theater. She's so friendly.
Yeah. We give people meaning in their lives.
That was very good.
Texas is back. They handled Alabama. Texas has their quarterback. Does Alabama have their quarterback? Colorado rolls Nebraska and Miami over Texas A&M. By the way, the other big story is what's going on at Michigan State. I have no idea what's going on at Michigan State, and I've been saying that for a couple of years now. You can take away the Larry Nassar controversy, the shame of that, but Mel Tucker, they signed him to a 10-year deal. And I thought, wow, that's a long period of time for somebody who hadn't really proven themselves over a long period of time. So the investigation comes out that he was having consensual relationship, phone sex, and then there's now sexual harassment charges, and there's varying reports that he's been fired, which I don't think you can fire somebody without due process at a state university. And then I think it was brought back to suspended, but it seems like it's a foregone conclusion that he is, man, you know, as much as Penn State wore the scarlet letter for a long time, and rightfully so, Michigan State should be wearing that scarlet letter with everything that's happened there. It feels like every year we have some kind of controversy at Michigan State. There's something going on there, and this is the latest. Penn State had the, you know, what happened with that football program, you know, under Joe Paterno. But that's a long time ago. Michigan State, that is front and center. Yes, Paul.
And Jim Harbaugh's sitting there now thinking, what I did is nothing. I'm sitting for four games for maybe lying to the NCAA. And this is so much worse. What's going on there?
Well, that's the problem. Don't lie to the NCAA. That's usually the only way you can get in trouble, it feels like. Did you lie? Yes. Yes, I did. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to the Bama game, Bama was right in it. End of the third quarter. You know, Jalen Milroe, their quarterback, he's scrambling all game. Hershey was talking about it. He barely had any pressure, and he'd just break out of the pocket and run, and a lot of bad passes. I'm surprised they didn't replace him at some point just to try to spark a passing offense.
Well, Alabama still gave up 21 fourth quarter points, so you can blame as much as you want on that quarterback. I got to blame a lot on that defense because you gave up 34 points to Texas, and Texas being on the road. Team USA started out 5-0 in the FIBA Basketball World Cup. They were the heavy favorites to win. The roster didn't feature the usual stars in there. Anthony Edwards, Jaren Jackson Jr. III, Jalen Brunson, Austin Reeves. But they lost to Lithuania. They lost to Germany. And they eventually lost to Canada this weekend.
In overtime.
Thank you, Todd.
Give him a little love.
2024 Olympics in Paris. And I thought, all right, I can't wait now to see what the United States is going to do for 2024 in Paris. That didn't take long because Shams is reporting LeBron is going to represent Team USA at the Olympics, and he is recruiting Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Yes, Marvin.
Go ahead, Seton.
Yes, Seton.
Yeah.
What?
Look, I'm not an anti-LeBron guy.
LeBron's an American.
I know.
A proud American.
I know. There's a lot of people who just decided not to root for USA in the Olympics, by the way. But you can't have, like, there's got to be better timing to something like that coming out, if it's true that LeBron is putting together this team. You can't, right after they get bounced, be like, that's it, I'm coming in to save things, guys. Let me take care of this, okay? Like,
he was going to announce it during overtime, but he thought he'd pump the brakes and wait till
okay.
the game was over.
Okay, hey, look, let me handle this, okay? I'll get a good team together, and we're going to come in and fix things. If this is true,
okay,
you got to find a better way for that to come out later, or not even maybe not even come out until like the roster's announced.
Yes, Marvin.
I think he just saw Dylan Brooks go off against the U.S. and said, "This is some Bull junk.
Yeah, bull junk, as Dion would say.
Yeah. By the way, it kind of sounds like bull junk, too. Before, when you're talking to Albert Breer, and they're like, what, they lost to Canada? Hey, Canada's got a good team. Get out of here. Get out of here. Stop.
Canada
hey,
does
they got
have
some players. Get out of here.
But compared to what they used to have, they have a good roster. And that's the thing. When you put all-stars or good players together, it doesn't always mesh.
Kentucky.
Yes.
We basically sent Kentucky.
Yes. Yeah, but how many billions of dollars have those Kentucky players earned in the NBA? Yes, Marvin.
Counting them right now. Like this. Okay, well, we lost. See ya.
Yeah.
I think Canada had more first-team All-NBA players than the U.S.
I got the starting lineups for both squads.
Okay.
Can't believe we're breaking this down.
Okay.
Lugans Dort for Canada.
All right, he can light it up.
Hey, he's sneaking.
Their lead scorer, of course, is Dylan Brooks, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, R.J. Barrett, Zach Edey, Kelly Olynyk. He's good for 11-6.
Kelly Olynyk.
Damn.
We had Jalen Brunson, Anthony Edwards, Bridges, Tyler Halliburton. Not exactly a hardcore team.
Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was like man of the tournament. Something like he was
yes.
balling out of control.
Yeah. He's a great player.
He's first team All NBA.
Yes, he's a great player.
Yes, yes.
And yeah. And we're so bad, it's Tyrese Halliburton, not Tyler. We don't even know their names.
That's all right. Paulie was just looking at it for the first time. He got tripped up there.
I wouldn't know those guys either.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say Tyler Hansbrough.
I like that the main storyline going into it was like Anthony Edwards, like, I'm not coming off the bench. No. You know, we don't have a Kobe out there. I'm not going to be.
Yes, Todd.
All right.
Yes. We could lose to Canada in hockey, but not basketball. That's unacceptable. I don't care what those rosters look like.
Thank you, Todd.
Not even a bronze? That's terrible. You can take them to overtime.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd.
That really happened.
Yeah.
We really just talked.
Yeah. All right, what's the poll question we're going to use for hour two, Seton? Or did you already give that to me?
No, I didn't yet, Dan.
Okay.
Well, first hour we had who had the worst weekend.
Worst.
This hour we're going to go with who had the best weekend.
Oh.
Hey, how about Coco Gauff? She had a great weekend.
Yes, yeah. Congratulations to Coco.
Well done. Well done,
Coco. She doesn't feel like she's 19. Feels like she's like 25.
It feels like she just had a comeback or something.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, dang, all right, Coco's back.
Yeah. You know, now that Serena's out of the sport, like, we got some people who can pick up some wins here.
Yeah, she's a boss, though.
Yeah, played great.
Yeah.
Played great.
Hey, speaking of great weekends, how about Steve Sarkisian?
Yeah.
That was a great weekend.
Yeah, it is.
That's an all-timer.
That felt good, I bet.
Yeah.
Heck
that's
yeah.
a job saver.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can plug him in for another couple years.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't lose to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
But Quinn Ewers... I don't know. Could he throw the deep ball? I don't know. Ask Alabama today. I'm going to say, yeah, he can. You know, you can throw the deep ball. You have to catch the deep ball, too. It's just a small problem sometimes. Alabama's quarterback can throw the deep ball. I don't know if he can complete the deep ball. That's why when somebody goes, man, does he have a cannon for an arm? And I go, okay, can you catch it? If you're doing punt, pass, and kick competition where you just throw it as far as you can, that's great. No, give me the quarterback who has touch. I'll take touch over somebody who has a cannon. Yes, Seton.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Dan, who may have had the best weekend, how about Jordan Love?
Yeah.
That's a pretty damn good weekend, kid.
I know.
All right.
Wow, we're giving
let's clap it up. Okay. Let's get some energy going.
Positive Monday.
Yeah. Positive hour two Monday because hour one was negative.
Of course. Jordan Love.
I know. Who would have thought? Justin Fields, Jordan Love, who's the better quarterback? Do we have sound on Jordan Love? Do we have the Matt LaFleur? Is that what you're saying to me, Marvin? Matt LaFleur had this to say about the performance of Jordan Love.
I couldn't be more proud of just his performance, his poise. There's a big time belief in that locker room for Jordan Love, and I think the guys, they're going to rally around him. They're excited for him.
Yeah, if they didn't have, you know, that support for it, like if a coach said, you know, I think the team's still waiting to see if he can do it back-to-back weeks. Of course, they're going to have support for Jordan Love. Some of these things these coaches say, they're like, okay, hey, yeah, I'm just going to say this, see if I can get away with this. Yeah, and the team really supports Jordan Love. Good. Tell me when they don't. then that'll be a lot more interesting.
Gotta admit, though, now that I look at it, feels kind of insulting to Coco Gauff winning a Grand Slam, like a major championship. Then, hey, Jordan Love played a game and did well. Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, but it's the sport.
Nah, I know. Yeah, I get it.
People don't. I mean, tennis is still a secondary sport. You know, football weekend, people are going to focus on that. All right, let me take a break. Our good buddy Ross Tucker is going to defend himself. He singled out Taysom Hill as being a Jim Thorpe type of player. And when I heard it, I go, Ross, I think you probably want to change a couple of words in there. When you say Taysom Hill's one of the best players of all time. So Ross Tucker will join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. That Traeger Grill experience over, Friday, was wonderful. Chad came in and did a wonderful job, but it's easy to do. I mean, I don't want to diminish what Chad does because he is a championship griller, but I did watch him. You prepare the food and basically let the Traeger app take over, dominate for you. And, you know, your results may vary, but these portable grills that they have, Traeger's now offering up to 20% off select grills, up to 15% off select accessories for military members, first responders. Go to the website and find the Traeger that works for you. The Wi-Fi or connectivity, the Traeger app. And I love when I hear from people who say, thank you for turning me on to this, Traeger grill. There's a grill for everybody. Find out the grill that's perfect for you. Learn more about the new discount offerings. Don't forget to use the code DPSHOW at checkout for free shipping. Happy grilling! Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. Jets and the Bills coming up tonight. Buffalo favored by 2.5. 8 teams who missed the postseason, 1 on kickoff weekend. 9 teams, 1 games on the road. Already looking ahead to next week. Kansas City at Jacksonville. Seattle's at Detroit. And the Jets will be at Dallas. Congrats to our good buddy Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS Sports, NFL analyst, former NFL offensive lineman, and made his NFL debut yesterday with the Saints game, Saints and the Titans. And congratulations. How did it feel being an analyst breaking into the NFL?
Thanks, Dan. It felt awesome, man. It was a lot of fun. I actually think CBS has done, and this sounds self-serving, but they've done a great thing putting me in the same booth with Jason McCourty, right? I mean, I'm an offensive guy and an offensive lineman front seven guy. Jason's a defensive guy and a DB. So it just works out perfectly in terms of the, you know, expertise that we can both provide during a broadcast. It was my first time doing a game with him and felt smooth and just awesome. Just awesome to be in that atmosphere, everything about it. You know, I'm doing the game and I hear James Brown after an update with Boomer say, let's go back to Chris, Jason, and Ross. It's just awesome. It's awesome.
Good for you. I saw where Keyshawn Johnson has the Saints going to the Super Bowl.
Wow. I don't know if I would go that far, especially with what we saw from some of the other NFC teams yesterday and just how good they looked. I thought that clearly the Saints were better than the Titans, and Carr played much better than Tannehill did, which has got to be a little bit concerning, right? I mean, Carr's with the Saints for the first time. Tannehill's been in Tennessee for years, and Carr was much more comfortable in that offense than Tannehill appeared to be. I think they got a great chance to win their division, and so that gives them a home playoff game. I don't know that I envision them going on the road more than likely and beating teams like San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Dallas.
All right. The Titans, I don't understand. You've used first-round draft picks on the potential successor for Ryan Tannehill. You're really asking him not to, you know, throw interceptions. So he throws 3 interceptions. They're a defensive team and a running team. How long does Ryan Tannehill keep that job?
Well, that's the question. There's no doubt about it. You know, I think he showed a lot of faith in DeAndre Hopkins on some of those throws. I think clearly the last interception, those guys just aren't on the same page yet. But Dan, he could have had 2 or 3 others. I mean, he was really fortunate that was not a 4 or 5 interception day for him. And he knows, I mean, we talked to him on Saturday in the production meetings. He knows the deal. They took Malik Willis 2 years ago. They took Levis this year. I mean, he's very well aware of the situation. It's the last year of his contract. But as Mike Vrabel told us, you know, the teams are always trying to get younger, cheaper, better, and it's the veteran's job to fight off the younger, cheaper, better guy. I don't know that Tannehill did that yesterday.
All right, you did have a moment that you made social media went viral because you really love yourself some Taysom Hill, the all-around player for the Saints. Here is Ross Tucker yesterday during the broadcast.
Interesting to see the empty set here.
A stack on the top. Hill keeps it himself, the powerful runner, Taysom Hill, at BYU in his 7th year now with New Orleans.
I'm not kidding when I think, and when I tell you, I think he's one of the best football players ever in Taysom Hill. Wow. Now, I know he's not a Hall of Famer or any of that. This guy can play quarterback, running back, tight end. He makes tackles on special teams. This guy's like Jim Thorpe. I mean, can you name any other guy that's ever done all the things that Taysom Hill did? He's like the perfect football player.
Okay, if I gave you a mulligan, would you change anything that you said?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I might have said one of the best pure football players or one of the best all-around football players, just so that when the people like clip it on social media or the people that just hear that portion of it and tweet it. But no, I mean, I think if you listen to the whole thing, I think that's what I meant. I mean, yeah. I'm not talking about like Hall of Famer, like all-time greats, like Tom Brady,
but if
Lawrence
you say
Taylor,
he's
Jerry
one of the
Rice,
best of all time, and
I
you put in Jim Thorpe.
Yeah. Dan, he's the closest thing to Jim Thorpe in my lifetime. Now, you're older than me, but we're talking about a guy that can run with speed, run with power. He has started games at quarterback. He is a kickoff returner. He makes tackles on the punt team and the kickoff team. He plays fullback, running back. They split him out wide. Like, if you're talking about all of the things a football player can do, right? Like the essence of being a football player, blocking, tackling, running, catching, throwing. I can't think of anybody else like him. I mean, he's the closest thing to a guy like Jim Thorpe or what we've read about Jim Thorpe in my lifetime.
Yeah, but Jim Thorpe was elite at the positions he played. Taysom Hill is not good enough to start at any of the positions. He's not even the best player to come out of BYU. That was the problem that I had with Taysom Hill is a great curiosity, and he does play a lot of different positions. But I don't think he's a great football player. I think he's a very versatile football player.
Yeah, I guess like so for me, I mean, he could start at every position on the field for, as a high school player. That's incredible to me, right? Like to me, like, if you're talking a pure all-around football player, he's like Tom Brady, obviously, is the best quarterback of all time. We all know that. Tom Brady can't do half the things that Taysom Hill can do. You know what I mean? Like, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's probably the greatest football player of all time. But when you're talking about all-around pure football player, like what you ask football players to do, I don't know anybody that can do as many different things as Taysom Hill, which I think makes him one of the best all-around football players that I can think of.
Okay. I think using the word best of all time and putting in Jim Thorpe caught a lot of people's attention. But
yeah, I mean, like I said, I think I would have thrown just the pure in there,
yeah,
or the all-around.
He's one of the most versatile players of all time. We can all agree on that. I just don't.
And that to me, as a guy that like had to battle to play one position, like had to work all day, every day, my whole life to stick around for 7 years at one position, to even get it through my skull that there's a guy that can basically play like seven or eight positions on a roster is just like that. He blows my mind away. And I know he's not all pro or pro bowl. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm just talking about one of the most unique, coolest, best pure football players that I can think of.
He's Ross Tucker, Westwood One, CBS Sports, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. What game do you have next weekend?
I've got a couple, actually. I got a college game for CBS, Vandy, and UNLV, and then I'll be in the booth for Westwood One Sunday night. Dolphins and Patriots, which will be very interesting. The Dolphins, that was just ridiculous yesterday. I mean, they are as fun to watch as any team we've seen in a while.
Offensively, certainly, and to go on the road to beat the Chargers. But, you know, we always overreact, certainly the first week. But what is not an overreaction, either positive or negative, in your opinion?
Well, you're right about that. And I think the thing that people forget, Dan, is that week one is such a unique entity unto itself because it's the first game, right? And like, we didn't know what these teams would do with their new personnel. Now things settle in a little bit more and normalize a little bit. I don't think the Cowboys are that good like they looked last night. I think they're good. I think what might be kind of real is the 49ers. I mean, that was really impressive. The Cowboys had all kinds of, like, the ball tipped. They block a kick, return for a touchdown. The Niners just came out and beat that you-know-what. I mean, there was nothing fluky or random in the Niners' beatdown of the Steelers like there was with what happened in that Cowboys-Giants game.
Always good to talk to you. And
absolutely. Thank you for having me, Dan.
Very proud. Very proud that you got a chance to do some NFL games, and you certainly put in the hard work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Taysom Hill is not a great football player, though.
I didn't say great. I said one of the best ever. Pure all-around football players.
Thank you, Ross.
Thank you.
That's Ross Tucker. You know, you get excited sometimes, and you're in the moment. You know, you throw out best of all time, and then you throw out – like, if he would have said he's one of the most unique or best, you know, as far as all-around talents we've ever seen. Okay. Don't bring in Jim Thorpe, because Jim Thorpe was really good at the things that he did. You know, Sid Luckman, you know, those – you can play defensive back, you can be the punter, and you can be the quarterback. Or Sammy Baugh. Like, those guys were elite at what they did. Travis Hunter is an elite wide receiver and defensive back right now. Is he a better football player than Taysom Hill? He might be. I don't think he's one of the best players of all time, though. Yes, Paul?
Unique is the perfect word there. Unique, because Taysom Hill is unique. In this era, in any year almost, he's done a little bit of everything. He's returned kicks, he's returned punts, pass, catch, run. He's really done everything. I don't think he's played a play on defense, but he's made tackles on special teams. I'm looking at his stats. He's got almost every stat you can have, except for a sack or an interception.
He's just not good enough to start at any of these.
I wonder if that was a mistake, not putting him at one position like tailback. Or
yeah, but they got Kamara. I don't need Taysom Hill. He can't play quarterback. Tight end, maybe. I mean, he has the athleticism. I just don't know if he's good enough at any particular position. Yes, Mark?
He's like Tom Tupa. The punter who's also your backup quarterback.
Okay. All right.
He's like one of those guys.
Right. Nice poll. Nice poll. Jace in Utah. Hey, Jace, best and worst of the weekend.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. I'm excited about my 49ers. Good win. That's the best of the weekend there.
Yep.
I agree with Ross Tucker. You know, they look solid. I'm also worried because the Cowboys did look good to me. That's a solid defense there. So thanks for taking my call and suck it, Fritzy.
All right. Thank you, Jace.
Getting multiple ones of that.
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. They turned on me over the last couple of days.
Do you think it's because of Friday was one of the best shows we've ever had?
Very well could be.
Yeah. I didn't know what you were doing at home. Normally, I can keep an eye on you in here. But you were at home, and I don't know what you're doing at home. All I know is you referred to Ross Tucker as Ross Rucker was going to join us.
I did type
and you had USC
there.
Playing in the Rose Bowl.
Did I have USC in the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you did.
Pain meds.
Yeah.
I blame the pain meds.
Oh, but the stint was out.
Yeah, but you still have a few days of lingering. Or I just messed up and I hit the R instead of the T for Rucker.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I don't know if that's enough for the fans to all say, suck it, Fritzy, right out of the box.
Yeah, it's not even back row. Like, they're just saying you. Are we going to have to make up a T-shirt that says, suck it, Fritzy?
It's possible if this continues this way. I didn't realize it was a...
Because I feel bad Seton's kind of lumped in there with suck it back row.
Well, now they're more specific about things.
I wear that proudly, though. I'm happy to. I'm the only Danette who's been had it for both rows. You know, it's like a front row and back row.
When we come back, our best and worst of the weekend. GetRefunds.com is waiting to hear from you. They've been helping businesses, small businesses, get a payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. To get started, you go to InnovationRefunds.com. See if you qualify, or you can call 1-843-REFUNDS, 1-843-REFUNDS. Bill Goodman, one of the owners of Ford and Goodman, an accounting firm in Richardson, Texas. Bill is a CPA. He didn't think his business would qualify until he spoke with Innovation Refunds. Even a CPA like Bill understood how different filing an ERC claim is from doing regular income taxes, but it can be a little bit complicated. That's why you need to have Innovation Refunds. Now, Innovation Refunds will work with independent tax professionals and share information with them and evaluate the process to see if you qualify. Terms and conditions apply. InnovationRefunds.com or call 1-843-REFUNDS. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
On Sanders' son, Shador Sanders, threw for 393, two touchdowns, rushed for another score. Colorado picked up the win and the first team to crack the AP top 20 within the first three polls following a one-win season. That's the first time it's happened since 1957. Colorado.
Stat of the day. Stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
By the way, the over-under for wins with Colorado is now at 6.5. That escalated quickly, to quote Ron Burgundy. That's according to DraftKings. Colorado now, they'd be bowl eligible at 6 wins there, and maybe more. They got Colorado State. They got Oregon. They got USC. Yes, Paulie.
If somehow Colorado isn't bowl eligible, they'll create a new bowl and stick them in it for TV purposes.
It'll just call it the Dion Bowl.
Let's do it.
Prime Bowl. Absolutely. Best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you since you weren't with us on Friday, so you had a longer weekend to gather more best and worst of the weekend.
They were mentioned earlier, but I'm going with my instincts. My best of the weekend was Coco Gauff winning her first major tennis title. Congrats to her. Hopefully many more to come. And worst, Team USA failing to receive any type of medal, losing to Canada. This was not hockey. This was basketball. 127-118 in the bronze medal round of the World Cup.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
My best of the weekend, tennis player Ben Shelton. He got knocked out in the semifinal to Nikola
Djokovic.
Djokovic, thank
yep.
you.
Yep.
I was going to say the joke of it. Anyway, he got knocked out. Which is okay. He made it to the semis. This kid's got a lot of star power. But the best part of it, though, was that he got in Djokovic's head so much during that match that Djokovic mocked his Ben Shelton's celebration after beating him. which to me felt very petty, and that's actually why that's my worst of the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you're one of the best of all time, and you're letting this dude get in your head? What are you doing?
He did the phone call thing.
Yeah. That's Ben Shelton's thing.
Yeah.
He had knocked out Francis Tiafoe, and he did that celebration, and he's done that before previously.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a baller move. It's a pretty good celebration. But, dude, you're one of the best in the world, and you're letting this guy get in your head? It's just a bad look for him.
Marvin?
I got two best. First best, Caleb Williams, 19 of 21, 281 yards, 3 touchdowns. Oof, that was a beating. And second best.
Remember when Stanford used to be competitive?
Ooh, Toby Gerhart?
It might be.
Well, you had McCaffrey, too.
True. But a big, burly college running back who's not going to do much on the next level, that's my wheelhouse. Like Brian Leonard, I think, is one of the
They ran why? Through him year after year. They had a bunch of those dudes.
They did.
Why?
Like, man, he's so gritty and gutty. Like, you know he's talented, right? But anywho.
Okay. kind of singling out the white running back there.
I did.
Kind of my job here.
Yeah, very true.
Well, I think Stanford did that.
Deceptively athletic. Oh,
it's wild. Like, they got this Stanford just because. Okay. Other best, Tom Brady back in Foxborough getting celebrated.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Looked a little, the jersey was a little small, a little snug.
Well, he looked smaller.
Yeah.
He looked thin.
He's getting thinner and more hair as he gets older.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of most men.
It was a little puffy.
Yeah.
His hair.
Yeah.
Did he have pads on underneath his jersey?
I don't think so.
It looked like when he was giving a speech, he might have had shoulder pads in there. It's like, that's an interesting touch.
He could have, like, you know, women have those shoulder pads sewn into.
Or is he just that built right now that he's been working on his caps this whole
time? I don't think so. He looked really thin. I had people come up to me this weekend, Patriots fans, and they go, "You really think he's going to retire?" And I go, yeah, he's really going to retire. You don't think he'd come back?" I go, "He could come back. He's not coming back. Now he's going to be, I guess, getting ready for his broadcasting career." Did you have anything else, Marvin?
Nope, those are my
that
two best.
That was it. All right.
Yep.
Paulie?
Two bests. North Carolina Appalachian State game. That was really good. The running back for UNC, Omarion Hampton. This guy's legit. 234 yards and 3 touchdowns in the overtime win. How about this guy? Puka Nacua. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Who knows? 10 catches, 119 yards for the Rams. He's a rookie out of BYU, out of nowhere. And the worst, help me with this one. Daniel Jones throws the ball to Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley catches it, gets 2 feet, and turns upfield. He gets hit, the ball pops in the air, and that's a pick six on Daniel Jones.
Mm.
It's not a fumble by Saquon Barkley.
That should be corrected.
RCI, receiver caused interception.
Yeah, receiver caused. Yeah.
Because you know, he didn't have it long, but that's weird that that's a pick six when the guy caught it and turned upfield.
Yes.
And by the way, I don't really think that Saquon Barkley should be blamed for that either. I don't really think that. I think it should just be not blame, but credit. It was a great hit that popped the ball out. Anybody turning in that position.
Wait. We live in a blame game universe here.
Yeah.
We like to shift blame.
Pushing against that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You're going against the grain.
I'm going, oh my, what's happening to this?
I don't know. You're sitting in McLovin's old chair.
My takes are getting more extreme.
What is going on?
I'm taking on entire cities for absolutely no reason. San Diego's a lovely place, but for some reason it tickles me endlessly to get them mad at me. Why am I? What is it about this seat?
Are you getting ready to leave the show?
No.
Nice.
Nobody's offered me a job. Are you crazy?
Because then I got to put Dylan in that spot.
You'd probably be better off, got to admit.
Yeah. Well, we know he's not very good at gambling, so.
I think we said the other day we should bet against his 3 picks of the week to make some money.
Yes, I said that. You know, that's a good way to make money.
Oh, tomorrow we could recap his parlay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
because he's got tonight.
Yeah, he's got a 3-team parlay. Not many people lose all 3 legs of a parlay. He might do that in back-to-back weeks.
That'd be pretty sick, though.
By the way, the gambling podcast, thank you for all the feedback. That started out as, I don't know what we're doing. Well, it's still, I'm not sure what we're doing. But damn, is it entertaining. Yeah, Marv.
I'm still waiting for that Wikipedia part where it says, Dan Patrick's downfall. Just that paragraph when you start doing the podcast.
The later years.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
I've noticed this a lot lately. A lot of national people, sports hosts, people on TV are making their weekend picks. I mean, it's pretty commonplace.
Yeah.
How do you deal with it if you have a horrendous weekend? Like, I was watching a football show on Saturday that's very popular, and the guy who makes the picks was 2 for 6, 2 and 6 the last week. He admitted it. He ate it on national radio, on national TV. There was a national host that went 0 for 5 on his 5 weekend specials.
Oh.
How do you deal with that on a Monday morning?
I think you just move forward.
But do you discuss it?
I know that a lot of these guys who pick don't necessarily look back. They, you know, hey, bad weekend. We look forward. You know, I got a couple of 5-star specials here. I don't know if they spend a lot of time reflecting.
That's not fair, though.
It's not. Like, you should discuss, all right, you know what? I missed this and missed that. You know, I'm 48% for the season. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, if you tout when you're good, like Stanford Steve, I think he had a rough weekend week one. He totally admitted it on College Game Day. He's usually really good. Other people went 0 for 5 this weekend. I'm curious to talk about it.
I'm going to guess that person won't. We got one more hour to go on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes, Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours. One more item as we close out hour two. Played golf yesterday, and I was paired with the greatest golfer in Maine history. His name's Mark Plummer. He won the state amateur 13 times. I think he finished runner-up 7 times. He also was in the U.S. amateur. He played against Tiger Woods. And this is when Tiger had just won the U.S. amateur the previous year. Mark took him to the 18th hole. And he was a wonderful guy to play golf with. But at one point, I'm hitting the ball farther than him. Now, he's a little bit older than me, but he goes, you like those PXGs? And I go, yeah. He goes, let me try that driver. So he was trying my driver. That's the curiosity. A great golfer, a legend like that, but a smart man to realize that I'm probably a little bit better driver of the ball than him. Your results may vary, but try it out. PXG, PXG.com. Go in and get a fitting. And then let me know the result. And if you see Mark Plummer, you should be able to outdrive him. PXG.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.